want to share with you what I said yesterday at the drasha. This past Shabbos was Shabbos Parshas Devarim, Shabbos Chazon. Now, the obvious reason why the Shabbos is called Shabbos Chazon is because we read the Haftorah of Chazon, which begins with the word Chazon. But there's definitely a deeper reason as to why the Shabbos is called Shabbos Chazon. Not every week is called the Shabbos of the Haftorah that we read. So the fact that it's called Shabbos Chazon indicates that there's a deeper meaning as to what the Shabbos is all about. The Sforim HaKadoshim tell us that that the three Haftorahs, the 3 weeks from Shavuos B'Tammuz until Tisha B'Av, so there's three Shabboses, and the three Haftorahs begin with the words. The first Haftorah, the first Shabbos, the Haftorah begins with the word Divrei. The second week, it begins with the word Shimu. And the third week, it begins with the word Chazon. So Divrei means the words of. It's referring to speech. The second week is Shimu, referring to hearing. And the third week, beginning with Chazon, which is vision. So, In these three Haftorahs lies our Avodah of the 3 weeks, which obviously the Avodah of the 3 weeks is somehow to rectify what we need to rectify in order to be Zoche to the rebuilding of the Beis HaMikdash. So what is the Avodah of Divrei, Shimu, and Chazon? Now we're all well aware of the Chazal that say that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed as a result of sinas chinam, result of baseless hatred. Now we find Chazal give us other reasons as well why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. The Gemara says in Maseches Bava Metzia, Daf Lamed Amud Beis, the Gemara says that Lechorva Yerushalayim Ela Al Shehemidu Divreim Al Din Torah V'loy Osu Lefnei Meshuras Adin. Yerushalayim was destroyed because Klal Yisrael based their conduct on the letter of the law, and they did not conduct themselves beyond the letter of the law. That's why Yerushalayim was destroyed. Which is a very difficult Gemara. That's why, I mean, if we conducted ourselves based on the letter of the law, that means that we were observing Torah and mitzvahs. So the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed because we're not doing more than we're obligated to do. Then there's another Gemara. The Gemara in Bav Metzia Daf Pehei, the Gemara brings a pasuk. The pasuk says, "Alma of the Haaretz." Why was the land lost? Why did we lose the land? And the pasuk answers, "Al Azva Mestayrosi," because they deserted the Torah. So we see that the reason why we lost Eretz Yisrael is because we deserted the Torah, which seems to contradict the Gemara that we just had before. Where the Gemara seems to indicate that we did observe the Torah. We kept the Torah to the letter of the law. We just didn't do beyond the letter of the law. But it wasn't Azma Mes Torahsi. We didn't desert the Torah. One second. Hello? I'm in the middle of this year. I don't know. Goodbye. Sorry. imagine everyone is hearing me, right?
Yes, perfect.
Okay,
perfect.
Thank you. Thank you very much. In addition, the Medrash says on this pasuk, where the pasuk says Alma of the Haaretz, why did we lose the land? Al Ozvam es Toirasi, because they deserted. Hashem says because they deserted my Torah. So the Medrash says that Hashem says Halavai oisi ozvu es Toirasi shamaru. I wish they would desert me, just observe my Torah. Which is very difficult to understand. What is it? How does one observe the Torah and desert the Rabbeinu Shlalom? How is that possible, Bichlal? What value does observing Torah have if one deserts the Rabbeinu Shlalom? Halavai, what does it mean? Halavai oisi ozvu ves toirasi shamaru. I wish they would just desert me and observe the Torah. I'm sorry. One second. Hello? I'm on the Zoom shear. It's a Zoom shear. I sent it on email. Every I'm in the middle of a shear, mommy. Yes. Hold on. Okay. I'm in the middle of this year now. I'll send it to you later. You could, but if you... Tati got the Shul email. I'm sorry, Rabbi Say. In the Toichacha, in Parshas Bechukosai, where the Rabbeinu Shlom warns us about what we shouldn't do because we might lose our Eretz Yisrael. So the pasuk says, "V'zacharti es brisi Yaakov, v'af es brisi Yitzchok, v'af es brisi Avram ezkoir, v'ha'aretz ezkoir." I will remember my covenant with Yaakov, and also my covenant with Yitzchak, and also my covenant with Avram, I will remember, and I will remember the land. And then the next pasuk says, "V'ha'oretz te'ozev mehem," and the land will desert them. Or the land will be deserted of them. So the pasuk here is telling us what will cause us to be deserted from the land. And the pasuk is telling us that Hashem is going to remember the covenant with the Avos, but for some reason, the pasuk lists the Avos in the reverse order. V'zacharti es b'risi Yaakov, v'af es b'risi Yitzchak, v'af es b'risi Avram ezkor. Why doesn't the Rebbeinu Shlom list the Avos in order? Avram, then Yitzchak, then Yaakov. Why in the reverse order? And then the pasuk says, v'ha'aretz ezkor, and I'll remember the land. V'ha'aretz t'yazav mehem, and the land will desert them. What is the Torah HaKadosha telling us? So, I think we can understand this all based on the following approach. We need to know that Yiddishkeit has an order. There is an order of how one is to approach Yiddishkeit. And the order is a bit counterintuitive. It's a bit unpopular. Meaning, the first step that a person needs to do when a person is approaching Yiddishkeit, is the first thing we need to do, is we need to know is that Shmiras Torah and Mitzvahs, observing Torah and Mitzvahs, is the Aleph Beis. That's where it begins. Observing Torah and mitzvahs and learning Torah. Learning the Chumash with Rashi and learning the Mishnayos with the Bartanura and learning the Gemara and the Rashi and the Tosfos and the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz and the Shach. The bread and butter of Torah, the bread and butter of Yiddishkeit is Torah. Sanctifying our minds with Torah, so that we should begin to think like Yidden. And along with that comes the observance of Torah and mitzvahs. The reason why I say that this is counterintuitive and why it's so unpopular is because usually when you have people embracing Yiddishkeit, it's all about the love of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and the awe and they're all infatuated with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. But somehow that doesn't always translate into the observance of Torah and mitzvahs. It doesn't always translate into the learning of the basic Torah. But a person can't jump. One cannot jump to the second level, which, as we'll see in a moment, the second level is investing one's heart into Yiddishkeit. But the first level, the first step of Yiddishkeit is observance of Torah and mitzvahs and learning Torah, sanctifying our mind and our actions. Step number two, once a person has the shmiras, Torah and mitzvahs, the observance of Torah and mitzvahs, and the person has involved them, their mind in Torah learning, sanctifying their mind, their brain, to think like a Yid, then the person can approach step number two, which is to invest one's heart in avodas Hashem, ezu avodas shebelev, serving Hashem with our heart, the love of Hashem, the awe of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Conducting ourselves beyond the letter of the law. Conducting ourselves beyond the letter of the law is a product of the love of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Someone who loves the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is not going to be satisfied with just the letter of the law. The person wants to please the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The person is trying to bring a nachas ruach to his beloved Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The person is in awe of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. The person doesn't want to transgress an aveira. The person isn't going to live on the border. The person isn't going to live on the line. We're gonna go beyond the letter of the law. That all belongs to the avodas halev. That all belongs to the heart, and that's the second step of Yiddishkeit. Not only to think like a Yid, but to feel like a Yid. The third step, once a person observes Torah and mitzvahs, once a person thinks like a Yid, and the person feels like a Yid, the person has a true ahava to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, a yiras Hashem, the person then is zoiche, a gift from above. The person merits a gift from above, that the person's able to see things like a Yid. To see things like a Yid is when a Yid sees the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in every aspect of their lives. When a person sees the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in every occurrence in the world. When a person sees the Rabbeinu Shel Olam in every nuance of creation. That's when a person has Yiddish eyes, not just a Yiddish mind and a Yiddish heart, but Yiddish eyes. To see the Rabbeinu Shel Olam everywhere, wherever we look. But it requires a person to go in order. Shmiras Torah and mitzvahs, learning Torah. And then investing one's heart, It can't go the other way. There are so many people that think that they're infatuated with the Rebbeinu Shleilam, and their observance of Torah and Mitzvahs is not up to par. People that haven't sanctified their minds with Torah, we need to know that when we do that, that the love and the awe that we feel are not true. Because if we would love the Rebbeinu Shleilam, we would adhere to every one of his commands. There would be nothing that would be interest us more than to fulfill his mitzvahs. So things need to be done in order. Sanctifying our mind, thinking like a Yid, and then feeling like a Yid, feeling the love, feeling the awe, and then finally seeing the Bria like a Yid, seeing our life like a Yid, seeing everything like a Yid. Now the different words of Chazal that we spoke about before that seem to contradict each other. One says that the Beis Mikdash was destroyed because of sinas chinam, because of baseless hatred, and the other one stating that it's because we based our conduct on the letter of the law, and we didn't conduct ourselves beyond the letter of the law. And the third one saying that we deserted the Torah altogether. None of these are not a contradiction, because if you look carefully into the words of the Gemara, the first one says, why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam. The second one says, Alma Chorva Yerushalayim. Why was Yerushalayim destroyed? It's not talking about the Beis HaMikdash. So why was Yerushalayim destroyed? Yerushalayim was destroyed because they based their conduct on the letter of the law. The third Chazal says, Alma of the Ha'aretz. Why did we lose Eretz Yisrael? Not Yerushalayim, not the Beis HaMikdash. Why did we lose Eretz Yisrael? We lost Eretz Yisrael because we deserted the Torah. And what Chazal are telling us is that in order for us to be Zeiche, to merit, to have Eretz Yisrael, to have Yerushalayim, and to have the Beis HaMikdash, what is required of us is to acquire all three steps of true Yiddishkeit. Do you know why we lost Eretz Yisrael? We lost Eretz Yisrael al azvam es toirasi, because we deserted the Torah. We deserted the simple observance of Torah. Or we weren't learning Torah properly. Alma of the Haaretz, al azva mes Torasi. We deserted the Torah. You can't have Eretz Yisrael if you desert the Torah. But all you need to be zaychet Eretz Yisrael is the basic observance of Torah, the letter of the law. That's all you need. And that's why the Rebbeinu Shlom says, Halavai oisi azva mes Torasi shemoru, I wish they would just desert me. Meaning, stop it with the all the warm and fuzzy feelings of I love God and I'm in awe of God and leave that all alone. Just observe the Torah. Just in order to have Eretz Yisrael, just observe the laws of the Torah. Learn the Torah. Acquire the bread and butter of Torah. But that's not enough to be Zeichet Yerushalayim. In order to be Zoichet to Yerushalayim, we need to have the heart. We need to have the heart of a Yid. The Pasuk says, Dabru Alev Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is the heart of Klal Yisrael. In order to be Zoichet to Yerushalayim, a person needs to feel like a Yid. A person needs to have that Ahavas Hashem, the Yiras Hashem, which propels a person to conduct themselves beyond the letter of the law. A person that conducts themselves based on the letter of the law, is a person that serves Hashem without heart. And that's such an avoida. If that's how Klal Yisrael are serving the Rabbanei Shalom, based on the letter of the law, you can't have Yerushalayim. You can have Eretz Yisrael. You can't have Yerushalayim. Al ma chorvo Yerushalayim? Why was Yerushalayim destroyed? Al shehemidu divrayim al d'toyre. Because they were serving the Rabbanei Shalom based on the letter of the law, which proved that there was no heart involved. Had there been the love of Hashem and the awe of the Rabbanei Shalom involved, we would have been conducting ourselves beyond the letter of the law. We might have been thinking like Eden, but we weren't feeling like Eden. So when a Yid has acquired the mind of a Yid, we're conducting ourselves according to Torah. We're learning Torah. And we invest our hearts into our Yiddishkeit, into our Avodas Hashem, there's Avodas Shebelev. We're conducting ourselves beyond the letter of the law. Then we can be zeiche both to Eretz Yisrael and to Yerushalayim. But that's not enough to be zeiche. It's not enough to be zeiche to the Beis HaMikdash. In order to be zeiche to the Beis HaMikdash, we have to see the world like Eden. We have to see things like Eden. We have to be able to find, to see godliness wherever we look. In every nuance of creation, in every happening, we have to see the Rabbeinu Shalom. There are no coincidences. And most importantly, we need to see the godliness in each other. We need to see the godliness in ourselves, and we need to see the godliness in each other. And if there's sinas chinam, that's an indication that we're lacking the ability to see godliness in each other. So, if there's sinas chinam, you can still have Eretz Yisrael. You can still have Yerushalayim, but you can't have a Beis HaMikdash. Because in order to have the Beis HaMikdash, you need to see things like Eid. And so we have the 3 weeks. Each week to take another step in the right direction. The first week is Divrei, which is a reference to Divrei Torah. To attach ourselves to the words of Torah, to observe every word of Torah, to learn Torah. And that gives us access to Eretz Yisrael. The second week is Shimu, listen, which throughout the Torah, the word Shimu means Shmias Halev, allow your heart to hear. Shema Yisrael, Rashi says, Shmias Halev, the heart needs to hear. Through Shimu, we're Zoichet Yerushalayim. And then the third week is Chazon, Shabbos Chazon. A Shabbos of vision. The third week, we're zeiche, if we want to, we're zeiche to see things like a Yid, to see godliness everywhere we look, in every occurrence, in every aspect of the Bria, in ourselves, and most importantly, in each other. So there's no room for sinas chinam. Avraham Avinu was the pillar of Chesed. He was a person who could see no wrong in anyone. Wherever he looked, he saw godliness. He found the Rabbeinu Shalom on his own, because wherever he looked, he saw godliness. He couldn't even see a flaw in the people of Sodom. He saw only good in people. So Avraham Avinu represents Chazon. It's through Avraham Avinu, the midah of Avraham Avinu, that we're zeichet to the Beis HaMikdash. Yitzchak Avinu was the pillar of Avoda. He himself was a sacrifice by the Makam HaMikdash. Ezu Avodah Shebelev, Yitzchak represents to feel like a Yid. The heart of Yiddishkeit. Yitzchak gives us the ability to be Zeichet Yerushalayim. Shimu. And Yaakov is the pillar of Torah. Yaakov is Tom Yosef Eholim. Yaakov is the one that gives us access to Eretz Yisrael through the observance of Torah, through sanctifying our mind so we should think like a Yid. Through learning Torah, through observing Torah. And so when the Rebbeinu Shlom wants to tell us in the Teichecha why we aren't even Zoiche to Eretz Yisrael, why the land is going to desert us. Not just Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdash. The land is going to desert us. Says the Rebbeinu Shlom, V'zacharti es b'risi Yaakov, V'av es b'risi Yitzchak, V'av es b'risi Avram eskar. That's the order of Yiddishkeit. The order of Yiddishkeit is first Yaakov, Torah, then Yitzchak, Avodah Shebelev, then Avram, which is to see things as a Yid. V'ha'aretz ezkar, and I remember the land. And since you, says the Rebbeinu Shlalom, to us, since you haven't even been able to achieve the Yaakov, v'ha'aretz tayaz evim, you're gonna lose the aretz also. So our avodah, as we approach Tisha B'Av, Hashem should help, we should be zeicha ready, this Tisha B'Av to be in the Beis HaMikdash. But in the days that we're in right now, our avodah is to take the appropriate steps in the appropriate order. Zecharati esbrisi Yaakov, afes brisi Yitzchak, afes brisi Avraham Esgar. We need to be mekabel upon ourselves that we are going to learn Torah, the bread and butter of Torah, and we're going to observe Torah and mitzvahs. That needs to be our first step, and then we'll take the second step and we'll invest our heart that there should be ahavas Hashem and yiras Hashem. And then finally, once we do so, we'll be able to look at the world we're looking already with a different mind and a different heart that will give us different eyes to be able to see godliness wherever we look, and mainly within each other. And by doing so, we'll be zeiche that the Rebbeinu Shlom will give us back Arzenu HaKadosha and Yerushalayim Yir HaKadosh, and we'll be zeiche to the Binyan Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi Bevias Mashiach Tzidkenu Bemheirav Yameinu. Amen. Thank you all for listening. And if you unmute your videos and your voice, I'll be able to see you and hear you.
Shkoyach. It was beautiful.
Shkoyach.
It was unbelievable. More than beautiful.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. Hello, Ellie.
So the Havas Oilam, it has the same thing. We say it for the Torah, and then we say afterwards.